Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Ausable Valley Audubon Society, Sue Duncan. How are you today, Sue?
Hey, I am warm and happy.
Warm and happy.
Glad I'm not a bird today.
Oh, man. It's got to be hard on them, isn't it? I mean, not to digress a little here, but I would imagine that this time of year, especially with this kind of weather, can't be easy on them either.
Yeah, well, they're eating lots of suet at our house, and I imagine they need that extra energy because it is cold out.
Now, is that the best thing to put out if you're going to kind of try and help the birds? Is suet a good thing because that's a nice fatty material?
Yeah. Suet's wonderful, and of course, there's all sorts of other good seed.
Yeah.
Hearts, sunflower hearts, or the small black sunflower seeds have a lot of oil in them too. So those are really good, simple, basic ones, and of course, peanuts. Everybody loves peanuts.
Peanuts. So, I never thought of that for them.
Yeah.
All right, some peanuts too. All right, well, the last time we talked, you guys were getting ready for the big Christmas bird count, and now you've got some information on that you want to share.
Yep, we did our Oscoda count first and just did the Tawassa circle about a week later. And it's always interesting to us. You get different weather, you've got different territories, different people, covering just the best they can, and there's so many variables that affect what happens. And so I've got some data from a couple years ago too. It's just kind of fun to see that the bird we see the most a lot of times is European starlings, and those, of course, being European, were introduced many years ago, and they kind of beat out our native birds a lot of times for food and habitat.
Okay.
And, so we had 307 of those European starlings back in 2013 in Tawas. And then in 2015, we had 238. And this year, we had only 121. So the numbers kind of change all the time. Now, we did the count back a week or so ago, and just the other day, my husband and I saw some flocks of starlings that were probably 100 just in one flock.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot depends on which day you're going, and just luck and time and so on. But we felt happy this year. We had some excellent birders with us and saw 55 species, which is pretty good for wintertime. Yeah, our most populous bird was kind of a surprise. It was the American goldfinch.
Oh, really?
One that you'd see at your feeder pretty regularly, yeah. There wasn't much on the water. Sometimes we get those really big, big flocks of the red-headed ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 2015, we had over 4,000 birds sighted, 4,485 to be exact, but 3,060 of them were the red-headed ducks. So things can change dramatically.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. Hey, I did get my shrike.
You did?
I told you I was looking for a northern shrike. It's a predator bird.
Right.
Preys on songbirds. It's not a songbird. And I saw one, and so did another group of people. So we got two shrikes. No snowy owls yet.
Oh.
That's one that a lot of people like to see because they're just so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And another winter bird that we like to see is the snow bunting. They gather in little flocks, sometimes big flocks, along the sides of roads and farmers' fields.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see any of those. So it's always different. And we had real different weather when we did Oscoda compared to when we did Tawas.
Mm-hmm.
Oscoda had only 884 birds total. And only 37 goldfinch compared to the 218 that we had here.
Hmm.
But they had a lot more starlings. So
go figure.
Yeah. So it's always interesting. It's like a treasure hunt.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. you kind of do that. Well, now we've got a program coming up. Speaking of treasure hunts, you've got an archaeologist coming to talk to you guys.
Yeah, we do. We're pretty excited about having him. Our club is a very diverse group. We have programs on all sorts of things, everything from stars and native trees and shrubs and amphibians and fish and animal tracks and all kinds of stuff. And we had some of our members meet James Wren, who's an archaeologist with the U.S. Forest Service, because they live along the Ausable River and they have been finding artifacts in the river for years. So he's been working with them on identifying and researching some of their really neat Native American and lumbering finds. But he also was in charge of a program out at Lumberman's Monument this summer where people could actually go and help sift the dirt and look for things and do some of the digging and learning right there on site. And it's called the Heritage Program, I believe, and it's through the Huron-Manistee National Forest. So he's going to be bringing some artifacts and telling us about them and their significance with people and, you know, the whole cultural thing, as well as how some of this might have been affected by our forest and waters and that kind of thing. So he's going to, I think, give us a really good show. From what our members said, he's very personable and really a lot of fun to listen to. So we're excited about having somebody different come and speak with us.
And that's taking place when?
Well, it's Tuesday the 10th. Mm-hmm. We're meeting at 1 o'clock at the East Tawas Community Center in the City Chambers rooms. Okay. They're kind enough to let us come in and use that, and it's, you know, nice setting, and we'll have comfortable chairs and some snacks and coffee before the meeting starts, so it'll be a good time.
It sounds like, and that's open to anyone who'd like to come on out and hear him speak, right?
That's exactly right, Kevin. If you have any interest at all, you're always welcome. The public is certainly encouraged to come. It kind of sparks up your winter days and gives you something different to think about besides the cold.
Well, very good. The Sabal Valley Audubon putting that on. Lost Artifacts, it's called, with archaeologist James Wren. Tuesday, 1 p.m. at the East House Community Center there on Newman Street. Always something going on. And Sue, we'll keep up with you as often as we can about things that are going on with the Audubon Society. And we appreciate your time today on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate your interest in our club.